A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Let no one delude himself. If any of you thinks he is wise in a worldly way, he had better become a fool. In that way he will really be wise, for the wisdom of this world is absurdity with God. Scripture says, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows how empty are the thoughts of the wise. Let there be no boasting about men. All things are yours, whether it be Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future. All these are yours, and you are Christ. And Christ is God's. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As the crowd pressed in on Jesus to hear the word of God, he saw two boats moored by the side of the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to pull off shore a distance. Then, remaining seated, he continued to teach the crowd from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and lower your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have been hard at it all night long and have caught nothing. But if you say so, I will lower the nets." Upon doing this, they caught such a great number of fish that their nets were at the breaking point. They signaled to their mates in the other boat to come and help them. These came, and together they filled the two boats until they nearly sank. At the sight of this, Simon Peter fell at the knees of Jesus, saying, "Leave me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For indeed, amazement at the catch they made had seized him and all his shipmates, as well as James and John, Zebedee's sons, who were partners with Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." With that, they brought their boats to land and left everything and became his followers. The Gospel of the Lord. Both readings today are really about wisdom and foolishness. Paul tells us in his first letter to the Corinthians that the wisdom of this world is absurdity with God. He goes on to say that the wisdom of this world is crafty. Well, that reflects the original meaning of wisdom in the Hebrew scriptures. Wisdom's first meaning there is an art, a craft, or a skill. Saint Joseph, I suppose, was wise in woodworking. Peter, in today's gospel, was wise in catching fish. He was a professional. He knew where to go, when to go, and what side of the boat to cast the net out on to ensure a good catch. But Simon Peter does rely upon his own wisdom, and fails. And then Jesus comes and tells him to try another wisdom. Do as I say. And Peter does. And he gathers a great catch. There's a profound lesson about the relationship between God and us human beings in that parable. You see, God created us to work in a certain way. God created us to work well when we work in obedience to His will. When we don't, catastrophe ensues. And so from the first book in the Bible, we read what happened when Adam and Eve disobeyed. Expulsion from paradise. And we hear it throughout the Hebrew Scriptures and what happened to Judah and Israel when they did not follow the Lord's will. The lesson of today's gospel is to be wise, to work well, not according to our own arts and crafts, but to listen to and obey Christ. That is how we were made to work. That is wisdom.